Sing, my soul will sing, my soul will for what you've done. We set this time aside. We create an altar for you tonight, Lord. We sing for you no matter what the day was, no matter what situation we had today. God, we sing. We make this place tonight, right now, an altar for your glory tonight. Sing our soul and sing. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All the region is peace. There's a sign there, peace. That's a Jesus day. Peace for children. Responding to every need. Restore the hope and peace. That's a Jesus day. Jesus in mercy. All the raging sea.
with the Lord, everybody. How many would like to operate those moments? How many would really like to pray the answers to prayer to see miracles happen? How many of you could use a miracle to see in your life right now? Anybody here? Somebody said that the right people do. What we're going to talk about tonight is a miracle of moving. What is it going to take to see miracles happen? Can point back to a time in which you know that God not stepped into your situation, it would be a whole lot different story. Anybody here? I just want to make sure I got the right people. So we're going to talk about tonight the miracle of moving. In other words, how to get the more joy, more grace. already have your four bits of the reality of the state of the world. Now, we're talking about miracles. How many could use a miracle, right? Which is a supernatural, say it's a supernatural interruption of the natural course of events. So our sister testified about the change in her diabetic attack upon her life. So what she needs is, if she's getting diabetic, is a miracle. It's a miracle. And it's a supernatural interruption. So we don't want it to go the other way. We want the number to come down. Can you say amen to that? So that's a miracle. So one more time, a supernatural interruption of the natural course of events. So someone is horribly addicted to a drug, for instance, and it's a miracle, which is a supernatural. Say it's a supernatural interruption of the natural course of events, right? So it's going to turn that thing around. God's going to turn some marriages around, some homes around, some children around, some finances around, because it's going to take care of a supernatural interruption of the natural course of events. All right, John chapter 9, please. God is going to be my father. It's okay, sir. As he was passing by, he saw a blind man, blind from birth. His disciples questioned him and said, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" I want to pause there and just put a pin in there for us for a moment. You can be in a situation here that has nothing to do with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are times you can actually be on the road doing the thing you need to do and have something happen in your life that kind of blows your mind. Has anyone ever had that before? And so people sadly have to start to accuse and find fault and find reasons. And so they ask this question. It's a scary question, but they ask it nevertheless. They said, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" After he said these things, the Bible says he spit on the ground, made some mud from his saliva, and spread the mud on his eyes. I don't know about that. But Jesus is a lot of other ways. He can spit the mud. If you spit it, put it in the mud. I spit on my hand and throw it into some dirt and throw it in my face. I just got to come up to it. Do you want to be like that? But this is what happened. There are reasons for that. No miracles. Then Jesus tells us, And as Jesus pointed out, what we found out, but folks, please understand that if you need a miracle today, you can listen for instruction. Please write that down. That was the worst time I had to do. You want to see God voted. If you want to go home and fast tonight, I dismiss you in Jesus' name. If you came out tonight, that is your word tonight. If you need a miracle, listen for an instruction. Say it with me. If I need a miracle, I have to listen for an instruction. Because there's going to be miracles and movement. But if there's no movement, you won't see the miracle. Many people are waiting on God today, this very second, when in fact God is waiting on them. It really is our move. Tell your neighbor, it is our move. And so he tells them to go. I want to pause here for a moment. I want to read God's notes. Miracles defy explanation. So when you need a miracle, trying to figure out how God's going to do it is a waste of time way outside of your job description. Our job is to believe. It's his job to figure out how to do it. Come on, amen. Say with me. My job is to believe. His job is to how. But how he's getting those numbers down in our system is not your business. How he puts sight back in his eye is not my business. How he puts hearing back in here is not my business. How he takes a tumor out of the body is not my business. How he gets your negative bank account to overflowing in abundance in an economy that may be sluggish and not working for you, it's really not your business. How he does it is not your business. Your business is to find out what he said to do and to do, amen? We call that obedience, by the way, too, but we're just going to call it movement today, all right? And so let's go a little bit further here. So miracles defy explanation. There are happenings that are beyond the ability of humans and transcend knowledge. Now, divine miracles, what we're talking about, are different than what people would say miracles of science. We're talking about miracles that come from God. You and I get in the process at the ball. Hold that testimony. The miracles we're talking about are things that human beings can't do. Amen. Can you imagine how many need God to do something that really human beings can't do? You don't have enough time, energy, money, counseling. You don't have enough therapists. You don't have enough time. You don't have enough part-time jobs to pull this off. You're too far in the hole. It's too messed up. You need God to give it to you with me. Everyone say a supernatural interruption of the natural course of events. So divine miracles, which are different than miracles of science, come from God, but they are activated by the action of those who have the need, or those who are requesting a miracle on behalf of someone else. Just demystify. Because in this case here, the Bible says, verse 7, he says, go. He says, is that verse 7? John chapter 9, verse 7. Is that right? And he said, go. Everyone say, go. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And so here's the problem. This man was not told that Jesus was going to open his eyes by him being spat upon to walk into the pool. So if I said to you, how did you make a miracle? You're so Just one movement away from your miracle that's going to absolutely blow your mind. Somebody put your hands together and say, hallelujah. And so he said, go to the pool. The Bible says, he went. Now, if you're writing the Bible, I want you to circle that because that's going to be a key phrase. The command was go, and the man went. We got a picture of this. He can't see. He's got mud on his eyes, dripping. People are standing around. He looks rather foolish. Some of you don't have your miracle today because you doing what God says is going to be foolishness of people who've been standing around you who knew you back when. I'm going to tell you right now. You're going to have to get uncomfortable and do what Jesus said to do if you actually want to see the miracle power operate in your house, operate in your family. Amen? And so the man started to walk. In our economy today, we might have a kid, we might have a son, we might have someone that's going to take it to the pool. Now, some of our research shows that this was not up next door. This is around the corner, around the block. This is like 400 yards away. It took a long time and a lot of time to be in the head. A miracle, you will actually do what Jesus said to do. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. I do know this, that this Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That this Jesus works no matter where you are, who you are, what you look like, what's going on. If you'll be willing to hear an instruction from Jesus and do what he said to do, you will get the result of it. You'll get the result. All right, so what he says, he says, go. And he goes all the way to the pool, all the way to the place. So tell me, now this is not a good question. Tell me, what would have happened if this man did not go to the pool or to the place where it's going? Do you think that he would have prayed without the prayer to somehow Jesus had not moved at all and sat there? I don't know why. When all the time there was instruction. If you went to a study, we won't do it tonight, but if you went to a study, you would find that 99% of the time, you would have to go thought of your instructions. I'm so glad. Great job. I I'll do whatever it is. I promise you, this is my decision. I saw silver knives. some silver butter knives. Reach into your past. Now, I've been stopped by the police twice. That's tell you, it was a harvest of miracles for your life. It was obedience of God on your behalf. Tell someone it's time for you to obey. So the Bible says he left. Lost and came back. The instruction given to him by Jesus was, go wash in the pool of Siloam. The man did what Jesus said and got the result that Jesus didn't even tell him he was going to do. Did you hear that? Nowhere in the text did Jesus say, listen, if you go wash in that pool, get all that mud off your face, you're going to see. He didn't say that to him. He simply gave them an instruction. Church, what time are you going to obey the instruction of God? When are you going to say, you know what, Jesus, I'm going to do what you said the way you said it. I'm going to do how you said it. I'm going to do when you said it. As opposed to complaining about how it's not happening, how it's not working. I cannot believe for a moment that God of heaven would allow you and I just to suffer and wallow and not have an answer to our problem. That if we would simply obey it, we would begin to see a miracle. I'm just telling you, it's hard to hear, folks, but otherwise you and I are going to suffer more and more without a breakthrough. One of the things about this is brand new life. Everything is my responsibility. How you respond to me, right? So, God, what's my response? What's my response? In that moment, I'm prisoner once. Father, we adore you and give you God, we worship you and honor you. Even all across this place, we have blessed us over the Baptist for a moment. Just begin to worship God. Worship Him in the middle of all of your work. Father, we give you praise and glory to you. In Jesus' name. God, we give you praise and we give you there was a woman in the congregation to my left. I saw her. And this woman, so this is worshipful. I'm just trying to testify the good and faithful God. We need you God to be. Hallelujah! God, we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise. You're a miracle. There it is. Hallelujah. For how do you allow the two instructions both to be audible? God will give you breaks. You know the song, you can sing. Father, we worship you. Keep in mind what you're thinking about for a moment. And ask Jesus for an instruction here. Hallelujah! Bless you. Father, we worship you. Father, we worship you. Father, we worship you. Jesus. You may have pain in your body. Knows you tell the problem. But if you don't respond, you can walk out with the middle. You're the same, right? There's a man. It's not even true. He's a anybody that's feeling your body, just wait, just wait. Now, just first and foremost, now if you got pain in your body, I want you to lay your hands on that area. Just do it. Come on, just do it. Put your hands on that area. In Jesus' name. I'm just going to say, I command in Jesus' name. The pain in your body, I command it to go now. Come out now in Jesus' name. Lift the man, lift the woman. Come out now in Jesus' name. Lift the shoulder, lift the abdomen, lift the back, lift the midsection in Jesus' name. Lift these lungs. Come on now in Jesus' name. Come out now. Lift the man, lift the woman in Jesus' name. Now, let's see what we got. No, seriously, hold on a minute. took those troopers and stopped them. So a lot of them. All right, is it better? Is it better? How much better? So you get the shoulders, Now for some that may not be pretty, pretty big kick, but you haven't been in pain before. Pain and fatigue can get out of it all. Come on, let's worship for a moment. Come on, let's worship for a moment. All right. Now, who else? How are we doing? Is it better? Is it at least? So, no, but yes. Was an injury? So, who can I have on you? Who else? Who else? Father, in Jesus' name, I command this thing to come out of this man's back. Come out of it. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. Some stretching you can do that. I got a bucket to do. Anybody else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Listen. All right, this is